And as I try to comment in today's pile of prep at MikeChurch.com, maybe, just maybe, maybe we should be a little bit more, before children start running around trying to tell the adults how to run or how law should work or how tradition should work or how what needs to be changed and how it needs to be changed, et cetera, et cetera. Maybe children should learn a little bit about the tradition that precipitated or preceded, rather, the things that they want to change. I think this is a fundamental foundational problem, and to the comment that it doesn't seem as though there's ever an off switch. It can't ever turn the madness off. Well, you can't turn the madness. It's impossible to turn the madness off. Because what replaces the madness is still being rejected. The solution to the fall is the faith. If you accept it and you accept that, yes, there is an off switch. And yes, we can use the off switch. As a matter of fact, the off switch just kind of happens. So you don't really even have to go looking for it. But if you don't use the, if you don't accept the answer, or if you don't accept the remedy, if you will, or the solution to the fall, well, then no, there isn't an answer. And the madness will continue, and you're going to continue to play into it. So these events that we continue to see, as a matter of fact, I was thinking about this. It is just a bit too convenient, isn't it? Minute Church, no, if you say that, you're going Alex Jones. Nope, not going Alex Jones. But it is just a bit too convenient, is it not, that in the immediate aftermath of the horrible tragedy, as a matter of fact, I keep wondering, okay, we know about all the punks that survived Nicholas Cruz's shooting rampage at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida. What about all the kids that died? What about their parents? What about their siblings? What about their aunties and uncles and their gammies and grandpies? Where are they? It's almost as though they don't exist. Now, I read a story or two about this March for Our Lives madness, and I didn't see anything, and maybe I missed it, but I didn't see anything that would lead me to believe that the survivors of those that were killed had anything to do with any of this. Isn't that just, doesn't that trouble or puzzle anyone else? I'm like the Grinch. And then the Grinch puzzed on it, and then he puzzed and he puzzed. Well, I've been puzzing. And I don't get it. Dreher, I got a bunch of readers stirred up. I got a bunch of readers stirred up by denouncing David Hogg for his vicious slander of Senator Marco Rubio at the big gun control march the other day. Notice that I didn't criticize any of the other kids. Hogg is a piece of work. He is. The kid is deranged. here's an excerpt from the National Review link, one of the stories that covered what Hogg said. Folks, I'd play it, but I'd have to bleep it out every 3 seconds or so. Quote, the pathetic blankers. Whenever you hear me say blank, I'm replacing an F-bomb. The pathetic blankers that want to keep killing our children, they could have blood from children splattered all over their faces, and they wouldn't take action because they all still see those dollar signs. Hogg said before describing the exhaustion he's experienced as a result of his month-long stint as a political activist. At this point, it's like when you're an old blank parent is like, I don't know how to send an iMessage. And you're like, okay, give me the blanking phone.